Another question that we get a lot from our customer service, the emails that we get from customers, concerns zinc chloride. If you go online and you listen to the prominent sites that Google.com wishes to promote, of course they're all orthodoxy, they'll tell you that zinc chloride is a caustic, that it's dangerous, it'll burn a hole in your skin, healthy tissue, even if it's healthy tissue. I think this is written by people who've never worked with it themselves, and I've worked with it for the better part of 30 years. It's been essential to my work with Escharotics going all the way back to 1989. I've actually used it extensively. I've had done experiments. I remember back in the 90s where I had on my hands. I didn't even use gloves. It's not necessary. It's so non-caustic, it's not even necessary to use gloves. I didn't even use gloves. I got pictures online to this effect. I'm not saying that used injudiciously, zinc chloride isn't dangerous. Everything in the world is dangerous. You can die from drinking too much water. You can die from eating too much salt. I mean, anything taken to an excess is dangerous. There's nothing in this world that's not dangerous if taken to excess. That said, I want to cover some of the major points for people who just don't have the time. Number one, this is horribly caustic. Well, normally caustic something is used in connection with a compound that's alkaline. The compounds that I make, the zinc chloride solutions, you know, 4 to 5.5. Do I need to remind people that alkaline is on the other side of 7? It's amazing to me. No, it's slightly acidic. That's very painful when utilized. No, it's not. I mean, if you have diseased tissue, yes, it will affect it. And again, I cover that at great length in my book, Blacktopia, but it's not inherently, at least as it relates to healthy tissue, in any way is going to cause a pain response. The other thing you'll get into is it will leave gaping holes in your body. Now, if this were true, let's just say for a moment that what the establishment says about zinc chloride is true. It will leave gaping holes in your body. Would it really be necessary to fraudulently take pictures off my site of people that were very happy with the results, very happy with what they experienced, and take the early stages of these cases out of context and not show what the end result is? You know what this is the same? This is the same as someone has a systemic bacterial infection. Doctor takes an antibiotic, gives the patient a protocol. I want you to take 2 tablets every day for 7 days. What would happen if I were to do blood work on a patient that took it one time for the first day and nothing thereafter, and there's still plenty of sign that there's that bacterial infection in the body, and said, this is proof that this antibiotic is a fraud? It wouldn't be very fair, would it? You wouldn't think I was a very fair person, would you? You'd think I was trying to con you. You'd think I was a fraud. You'd think I was a con artist, just like we see in orthodox medicine, and you'd be right. The protocol in that case was clear. There's a systemic bacterial infection. You take the product 2 capsules or tablets a day for 7 days, in this using this as an example. You wait till the process is complete before you judge its performance. You just don't take snippets out of context that you could try to prove a point. In this case, that zinc chloride will leave gaping holes in the body. You know what this goes back to? This goes back to the case of Sue Gilliatt, who was a big factor in pushing the criminal case against me. I go into this at great length in Chapter 3 of Metatopia.org. And then when she's in a sworn deposition in June of 2004, says, well, I actually tried different products, and in the end, I had my nose removed because I removed it myself with embroidery scissors. I'm not making this up. Page 14 of that official transcript. I removed my nose with embroidery scissors. And this was a practicing nurse. Astonishing. Just absolutely astonishing. It's not true. You need to look at the hundreds and hundreds of cases that I have. altcancer.com/cancema.ht and put that link in its place. Hundreds and hundreds of before and after pictures. Do you think those people saw gaping holes that didn't heal up? This is basic physiology. You get diseased tissue that forms into an eschar or scab, and the scab comes out. Guess what? You have a pit. A pit heals over. It's natural. There's nothing unusual about this. Next. Don't ever use zinc chloride internally. Well, here's the deal on that one. I'm sorry to say that thousands of people I know, thousands upon thousands, have used zinc chloride internally in very tiny amounts, and it's produced fabulous results. Once again, this goes back to Paracelsus' admonishment: every medicine is a poison, and every poison is a medicine. It all depends on the dosage. You don't do these things injudiciously outside of the prescribed protocol. We produce a product for internal use and have for the last, since the early 90s. This one's called Amazon Tonic 3. There was a Cansema Tonic 1, Tonic 2, now there's an Amazon Tonic 3. They all have zinc chloride. Very small amounts. And the protocol, the dosage is a half of a teaspoon. That's less than 2.5 ml. And the actual dosage of the zinc in it is quite small. So they'll use scare tactics. They'll tell you that zinc chloride is dangerous to use, leave gaping holes in your body, very painful by its inherent nature, and never take it internally. And none of those things are true. They're not. Again, I provide exhaustive detail. The web page that you should see on this provides a lot more information. It's altcancer, altcancer.com, altcancer.com/zinc, zinc.htm.